They're flying fast now, guys.
Well, we're less than 12 hours away.
What time does it come out?
7.
7 NFL Eastern Network. Or 7?
8 Eastern.
8 yep. Eastern, 7 Central, something
Adam
Pacific.
Adam Schefter's just getting pissed all day.
Oh, Adam Schefter got me yesterday. We'll bring him up in useless tweets coming up later on.
Yeah.
But this comes from Zach Klein in Atlanta, WSB Television.
Kevin's heard of
him. Yep. League sources tell me the Falcons will have 2 Monday night games, one against Buffalo, one against the Rams, both at home, and 2 Sunday night games, both on the road, Minnesota and San Francisco.
Michael Penix time, baby.
Let's go.
They like the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, Boomer they do.
So more?
Oh, Schefter now reporting we could find out about Aaron Rodgers roughly around June 10th, he said.
Oh.
Right. Because that's right before a mandatory mini camp, which he said, just for a second, for dramatic pause, you can't miss mandatory mini camp.
He said that?
Yes. Which the same guy last year missed mandatory minicamp.
That's good.
Schefter, he was on some podcast, the Unsportsmanlike podcast, whatever the hell that is. To me, you can't miss that mandatory minicamp where you start gearing up. Mm. Well, I guess you can, but it's not a deal. He thinks Aaron Rodgers gives a rip about minicamp?
That's rich.
Schefter's kind of ticking me off with some of his tweets and spam and clickbait that he's got going on. Good
Useless
Lord.
Useless tweets.
Yeah.
All the time is now, KU fans. So
I've heard that for a generation.
A lot of people will be tuned in to the schedule release tonight at 7 because you'll get the official everybody. And then probably around 6, if you have a social media platform like X, you'll know everything. I mean, hell, you already know 4 Chiefs games. They're playing week 1 against the Chargers in Brazil. They're playing week 3, according to rumors, Monday Night Football against the Giants. They're going to play on Thanksgiving, and they're going to play on Christmas. Christmas at home against Denver, Thanksgiving on the road at 325 against Dallas. I assume that's Nance and Romo, CBS 325.
I would imagine, yeah. Romo being at home and, you know, being in Dallas, good for him.
So he gets the best of both worlds. Speaking of Dallas, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, I always pair them with Dallas because before they started doing their thing, they were always the Fox game at 3 o'clock, which was always Aikman and Buck. Here's what they think on Super Bowl winners of 2025/26 season.
And bless, we got 10 seconds left. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
I'm going to say Buffalo finally wins it.
Oh,
Cowboys.
Oh! Yeah. Hey, strike.
You know better than that.
Come on, Troy. Lean into it, Troy. And then the very last part. Come on, Troy.
Stray hand. Come on, man. No better than that.
What do you think I was going to say, man? Got MS awesome. Sitting right in front of you and Stray hand like Cowboys.
I think it's great. I love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I know people who don't listen to stuff or read other than headlines probably reacted yesterday. How could Troy Aikman pick the Cowboys? They're washed. But I think it's fun.
That's
fun. I love it. It's fun. Like, if they were asking me, I'd pick the Chiefs 17-0, 35-0 every game.
Mike Tirico would hate that, though.
I don't give a...
Oh. Hey.
What the hell was
that? Oh, my God. I thought we were going to get it.
No, but I don't. Mike Tirico, kick rocks, buddy.
Oh, man.
I think that he shook hands with Spector with his pinky or something like that. Oh. I think there's some story with Tirico and Spector and whatnot, or Josh messed up taking a picture of Steven and Tirico or something like that. I think it was his big idol, and I think Josh took a picture of him. It was blurry at the Super Bowl. Or like Steven mad to this day, but the hell with Tirico, what he says
and
what he cares about and show it. But no, he would hate that for Troy Aikman. But you got to lean into it, man. It's okay. I mean, stop trying to be serious. It's sports. It's fun. It's enjoyable unless your team is the Cowboys. But you can have some fun watching that. The Joe Buck one with Buffalo, I think there's a bit of obviously Chiefs fatigue in that one. But also, I think if you ask America who they want to see truly win the Super Bowl, I think everybody would, outside of Kansas City, obviously, would probably pick Buffalo Bears as the team that they want to see win and see Josh Allen get that championship.
Respect the text.
According to the text line 913, quote, league sources tell me the schedule will be released tonight at 8 Eastern time. Signed, Adam Schiff.
That's great.
Well done. Well done. And then from the 316, Littlefinger sucks. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, gosh. So let's have this discussion real quick, because game six is tonight, right? Game five. Knicks
game five
Celtics,
tonight,
right?
Yep.
I don't know if you saw the video of the Knicks owner going full face instead of heel.
What happened there? Like, that guy was the most hated
James
guy
Dolan?
In sports.
Yeah, did you see this video yesterday?
No.
So yesterday, James Dolan video breaks out after game five when the Knicks win, and they look like they're on their way. The streets of New York are packed. Everyone thinks they won the World Series, Super Bowl, and everything all at the same time.
Yes.
Right? Knicks fans are enjoying this. It's fun. I don't hate Knicks fans. I never will.
No.
I just think they've always had some disappointment. They've had to go against Jordan, right? So follow me on this. Do you think people are pulling for the New York fans? Because Dolan, last night, hated in New York. Ruined that team for years,
mm-hmm.
right? Driving out of the stadium in his car. Window rolls down. He's got this Jurassic Park, kind of hat on.
He put the hat on. Yeah. He didn't have it on, then put it on. He
Jurassic looked, Park hat?
You know,
like a fedora.
You know,
like going, okay.
Yeah, you know, Rakish Derby.
Yes.
Clever girl. Yes. You know, the Raptor guy. That's what happened, except the bill wasn't folded up on the left side. I've seen that movie way too much. So he rolls his window down. Little kid gives him the game ball.
Claimed it was the game ball, right?
Gives him the game ball. Says, "Hey, sport, here you go." Mom's behind the kid, filming the whole thing. People are loving Dolan, right? Used to hate him in New York. Probably some still do. And game ball, kid, no more than the age of 11. Year life made.
Yeah,
Dolan listens to the
Whether
show.
That's a real ball or not, that kid thinks it is, and you bought yourself a fan.
It's
man.
A real ball. I don't know if it's a real game ball.
Right. Yeah,
but you've gone from heel to face. And I also pair this into with, you know, is it okay to watch the Knicks get one? Like, are they a team since the 70s? Right? Is it fine? And who is that team that I think people are like, you know what? Let's see what they can do. Because Celtics, Chiefs, big fan bases, very biased, a lot of greatness to go around it for definite. Like Yankees, same thing.
Yeah,
people
a lot
hate
of
you.
Winning, yeah,
they don't want to see you win. I'm tired of it.
Yep.
Knicks never win. Knicks are always the laughing stock. Stephen A., Spike Lee, they all do these meltdowns. Are the Bills that team in football? Like, if the Bills got
no,
to
that's the Jets.
Okay.
No, I think you're right.
Because, like, if the Bills got to the Super Bowl, right, let's say they do beat Mahomes and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, for instance. I know Chiefs fans would be like, screw that. Not you. But consensus around the sports world, would people be like, man, 4 years ago in the Super Bowl, never won it. Allen always loses to Mahomes in the playoffs, finally won it. You know what? I'm rooting for this team out of, like, sympathy. Do we root for the Knicks out of sympathy?
Oh, I see. The sympathy root? No, nobody's sympathy rooting for the Jets. I will say that.
He's like, Allen, man, he's good.
I think Buffalo and Detroit are the two sympathy teams right
now.
Yeah,
I was going to say, yep.
And look, we were on that list
for a while.
Sure. You know, when we first, you know, got, now we're hated because we continue to win and, you know, change it. But I think in sports, I think, yeah, the Lions and I think Buffalo in baseball kind of have that sympathy, or in football have that sympathy. I don't know who in baseball would kind of have that sympathy. The Cubs did, then they won, and, you know, that kind of dissipated and whatnot.
Maybe it's the Padres?
Maybe. But they're seemingly there every year.
Yeah, they're
you know?
A rich team,
and they're considered a rich team, right? In from baseball terms, I don't really know if there's a sympathy team in Major League Baseball right now where everybody would be like, yeah, let's see that team go out there and win, which is a good thing because dirty little secret is baseball has a hell of a lot more parity than the NFL does, and just go look at your champions, and you can see that. And so I think that doesn't exist in baseball and basketball. I mean, I think it has to be the Knicks. It really does. I mean, I don't know that any other team
has Indiana ever won?
Yeah, but I don't know that there's enough people that, like, have a thought on Indiana. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
basketball country.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know that they move the knee. Like, I don't think all of a sudden everybody's like, yay, Pacers. But the Knicks is just different, and you're experiencing it now with the way that the reaction has been by everybody, right? These games have now become the place to be. If you're not there right now at the Garden on Celebrity Row, you're not a celebrity. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter, right? I mean, you know, like, there are people living their best life at the Garden. It's back to the way it was in the 90s, at least for one night. I think people are rooting for that because it's human interest. It's exciting. It's fun. You see the atmosphere. It's just a different type of atmosphere there than it is anywhere else in the NBA. And people will pay attention because it's New York, because they have, you know, some big name players. But more importantly, I think everybody wants to see the aftermath of what's going to happen when and if the Knicks do win an NBA championship. As good as Anthony Edwards is, the Minnesota Timberwolves aren't going to move the needle for the casual fan. The Knicks are the casual fan's team, and I think people will be paying attention because of that.
Yeah, I was going to say Timberwolves were number two. I would say the Timberwolves are number two because they haven't won either. The Pacers, you mentioned, they haven't won. The Thunder haven't won. It's kind of that, you know, final, you know, few teams left. Four of them have not won. We'll see if the Nuggets get past the Thunder. They've obviously won recently. But yeah, I would say the Knicks are obviously that number one sympathy team. I think the Wolves, though, I think you'd give them a little more credit. I think you'd be surprised if they make the finals. I think you see a lot of people come out for Ant.
But like, what's the sympathy pull? Because
they haven't won. They've never won.
They've never won.
They've never won.
I mean, they've also only been a team since 1989.
Yeah.
So it's not like they have this long history of not winning. The Knicks have been 30 years before the Wolves, you know, were there that they hadn't won a championship, right? And I understand. Look, I understand they haven't won, and Anthony Edwards is all there, and you basketball fans can get all geeky about that. But from the casual fan standpoint, if it's not the Knicks in the NBA Finals, I'm trying to think of what the pull is going to be for that casual fan, because people do tune in for Taylor Swift. We saw the numbers in the NFL go through the roof because she may be shown on TV. People will watch the Knicks for what we may possibly see with Spike Lee and Timothy Chalamet dating a Kardashian now, living his best life.
Both Jenners on either side.
I mean, my goodness, this guy, right?
Lord have mercy.
And so there's just other stuff going on that's human interest. It's human related, you know?
Both Jenners or both Cavenders?
Cavenders. Jenners. I'm over the Jenners.
Jenners.
Yeah, they.
That business.
I love the memes of Chalamet and Jenner where it like shows her like looking at him. She has like a fake Knicks hat on. It's like filled in, and she's like looking at him with wide eyes. And in his head, it's just like the game going on.
Yeah, it's just the game. Yeah, he's got both Jenners, both from LA, sitting at the Garden rooting for the Knicks.
Right?
Way
Isn't
to
that
go,
crazy,
Timmy.
Right? Like,
hey,
like,
man, he's the one.
He's the man.
He's hot right now.
He's awesome.
He's on a heater right now.
He is on a heater.
Mean, people love that movie where he played Bob Dylan, right? Everybody thought it was outstanding.
Yep.
I didn't see it.
I don't know if
you guys saw the movie, but everybody like the work that he put in to become Bob Dylan and to become that part is remarkable. How he trained and sang and did all that kind of like, you know, hat goes off to that guy. So he's earned everything that he's gotten.
Heck yeah.
You know, and I like all the old heads, you know, older than me, like, who's this guy?
One of the hottest
actors in L.A. right now.
According to the text line, they forgot that our show started at 6 a.m. Talking NBA on schedule release day is wild.
What schedule was released? We've been updating you all morning long.
Yeah,
thanks for listening.
Chiefs on Thanksgiving against Dallas, week 13. Chiefs on Christmas at home against Denver. Chiefs week one in Brazil against the Chargers. And rumor has it, at least that we saw earlier, Chiefs week three Monday night.
Correction. Uh-oh. I see NFL nerd now saying the Giants and Chiefs will be a Sunday night game.
There's a Sunday.
In week three.
All right. Don't have to watch it.
I don't know. But they quoted tweeted one that said a Monday night game. So I don't know if it's a Monday or a Sunday. So Jordan Schultz, who we like.
We like him.
So we got his room. He says the Giants home opener will be week three on Sunday night, September 21st. Against the Chiefs with kickoff at 7:20. You're going to have the Giants open their season against Kansas City at home?
Hey, Cam Scataboo, time to stand up.
On Sunday night football?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
well,
that's rough.
And to start the first 2 weeks of the season on the road, Giants come back 0-2? You think that fan base is going to be excited?
Checked up.
I can see it now. Josh Simmons, first start, left tackle from The Ohio State University, going up against Abdul Carter from Penn State University.
Like that.
Sunday Night Football, New York Chiefs. Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Do you know Mahomes got a new haircut? Didn't know.
That's like horseradish.
Mm-hmm. Get back to the schedule that hasn't been released yet, please.
Okay, yes.
Dole.
Dole, yeah. I'm Dusty Dole, and I support this message. So we keep getting the rumors.
That was an exciting conversation, by the way. Just let me tell
you. Yeah. Adam Schefter just tweeted out, Chiefs might play Monday or Sunday night against the Giants in week three. More to be released at 7 tonight. I'm joking. That's not a tweet. But it could be.
It totally could be.
Could have been, should have been, would have been, could have been. The schedule will be released. We talked about this a lot. There's only two that I'm really interested in now that these other big bangers of games have been announced. Thanksgiving, Christmas, week one, and then apparently somewhere in week three they're going to play the Giants, whether it's Sunday night or Monday night. I really just want to know when they're going to play Philadelphia and when they're going to play Washington. That's really all I'm keeping my eyes open for with the schedule release tonight. I know you'll get every single game. You'll know. I guess more so there's three things. How many noon games, and when do they play Philadelphia, and when do they play Washington? Because those two games are the ones that like might get me to go to Arrowhead to watch a game live with the naked eye.
I mean, it's crazy how you just said, when are the noon games? Because years ago, it would be when's the prime time?
One prime time.
What's the one noon game?
Right.
That could potentially be at home. Tuesday at noon, the Chiefs will be playing the Atlanta Falcons at Arrowhead Stadium. Make sure you're there for that one. That's pretty much all that's left now from the big games. You obviously want to see it all played out when the bye week's going to be.
Like everybody likes prime time.
Allegedly, you're only allowed six primetime games.
We've already got four?
Well, I don't know if Thanksgiving counts.
Okay.
See, there's a lot of loopholes, right? They've got two Thursday night games, but as you said before the show, do those Thursday night games count as the Thursday night game? Because you're playing Thanksgiving, you're playing Christmas, both Thursday night games. I wouldn't be shocked if there was another Thursday night game for the Chiefs in between Thanksgiving and Christmas to kind of keep them on that schedule, or maybe because a lot of times Dallas has played the Thursday night before Thanksgiving, but you can't have the Dallas and Chiefs play on Thursday night before Thanksgiving. That would be stupid, obviously, but maybe the Chiefs get a game the week before Thanksgiving to set them up to have that longer week going into that Dallas game. I don't know. I'm just, again, speaking out loud, but I have seen Dallas play on that Thursday night before Thanksgiving a lot over the last couple of years. So if Thanksgiving and Christmas do not count as Thursday night games, which very well may not be, there may be another Thursday night game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Respect the text.
So another one, the other text line from the 314, NBC is already trying to flex the Giants out of Sunday Night Football in week three.
That's great.
Week three.
There's a lot of, like, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement and curiosity with the Giants just based on their quarterback room alone.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know who's going to play the next step.
I was thinking about it yesterday. Like, if they keep Jameis Winston on that team, right? Would you use him in other things, like maybe line him up as a receiver, or maybe you line Russ up as a receiver and Jameis back there a quarterback,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah, this
there's
is
like
great.
Crazy things that you could do. Have both quarterbacks on the field at the same time, lateral it back and forth, throw it to downfield.
Neither one of which athletic or fast. Let's have both of them on the field.
Why not?
What is Halloween this year? Day-wise?
I think it's a Thursday because I just looked this up.
Oh, no.
Is it really?
Oh, no. It is a Thursday. Oh, no.
Don't say it.
October 31st is a Friday.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Which means there may be a Friday game
could
this
do
year.
A Friday game.
On Halloween.
Oh, man.
They absolutely could do that.
Well, they technically can't, according to law, have these Friday games because of the high school. Like, there's a clause that they lose their, something.
Something with, like, broadcasting rights.
No, but there's some kind. Look it up. There's some kind of law that says why they can't play allegedly on Fridays and things like that. So hopefully, you know, Halloween on a Friday, we're not doing that, are we?
I don't know. I mean, can't the NFL essentially do whatever the hell they want to do?
No, I don't think they can, actually.
Yeah, it's the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961.
Yeah, okay.
So they can't broadcast the games on Friday and Saturday nights. Yeah.
There still is a holiday that the Chiefs could play on this year. If, in fact, Christmas doesn't count. If, in fact, Thanksgiving doesn't count, you know what day New Year's Day is? Oh, you better.
It's a Thursday.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Chiefs by the way, your college football playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw you.
Guess what, NBA?
Chiefs and Bears.
Yeah. Go look at what the NBA said to the NFL. Hey, could you maybe stop playing on Christmas? No.
The only thing is about that, though, with that being the last week of the regular season, I don't think they do have a Thursday night game in that slot to make everybody play on Sunday. Mm. A couple of games on Saturday, maybe a Monday. Maybe
you know the NFL. They'll figure something out.
Yeah, it looks like it is almost all but official from Jordan Schultz that you had reported earlier that September 21st is going to be NBC.
Here we go. Here we go. Super Bowl rematch is set, baby.
Woo!
There it is.
Week 2. Kansas City hosts Philadelphia 4:25 Eastern on Fox.
Home opener.
Oh, and
home
it's
opener
Fox.
For the Chiefs.
Home opener. Let's
and
go.
It's 3:25, so not a noon game.
Love it.
So at least the first 3 weeks, no nooners.
Yeah, because what's week 3?
Friday, week 1.
Yep.
Week two, 3:25. Eagles. Week 3, Sunday Night Football. So you go Brazil, 3:25 home, off to New York.
Love it. Not mad at it.
Last year their bye was week 6. You think it's after week 6 or same time frame?
Hopefully.
Week 6 got to be later.
Why are we leaking bye weeks?
Yeah, please.
Does that not move the needle?
Week 10.
Oh, boy.
Livy Dunn officially on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah,
swimsuit issue.
Have you looked at the photos?
No, I'm not.
Oh, smash.
Also, Nelly Korda was in there, too. God bless her as well. Number one golfer in the world in the women's tour.
Got some homework after the
LPGA,
show.
Nelly Korda, man.
I've never heard of her.
Really?
Never heard of him.
She won gold in the Olympics, and she is
never heard of her either.
One of the greatest golfers in the world right now, male or female.